Well, good morning. God bless you. We greet you in divine love this morning. Thank you so much for investing this time with us in prayer. To all of you, welcome to our first 15 prayer call, where we give the first 15 minutes of our Tuesday together in corporate prayer and devotion. And I bless God for all of you who connect and continue to connect with us through this vehicle and mode of prayer. I already know that it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a day where God is going to certainly manifest in our lives those promises that we have been believing and trusting him for. And so today is certainly going to be a great day because you are starting out with prayer. And anything that we do with prayer, we do with God. So I applaud and celebrate all of you who I'm giving God that spiritual discipline of prayer, not just on Tuesdays, but every day. And that's how we grow in God. That's how we begin to trust him and take him at his word by strengthening ourselves through moments in prayer. So God bless you this morning. And then I want to thank God for all of you who continue to invite folks to share with us on our prayer call each and every Tuesday morning. We want to welcome all of our first-time callers. We thank you for partnering with us this morning. I pray that the spirit of this call would resonate in your spirit, and God would certainly ignite a fire to take even your prayer life to another level. So welcome. You're always welcome. First time you're a visitor or second time you are a family member or partner. So we want to invite you to come back again and share with us. I want to read one verse this morning before I pray, and that is Exodus chapter 3, verse number 5, and this is what it says. It says, then God said, he's talking to Moses, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground. He says, don't come any closer. You can't go forward. He says, until you take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground. I just want to talk about one word this morning for a few moments before I pray, and that is barefoot. 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 God is looking for some folks who are barefoot. You know, we in our church have been talking about trusting God and how God wants to take us off of the toil system and put us on the trust system. And I'm convinced that God is still speaking to us today saying, trust me. And that's your word. Those are your marching orders, even for this Tuesday morning, that God wants you to trust him. The Christian life is all about trusting God. And it's interesting, even in this encounter that God has with Moses, many of you are very familiar with God appearing to Moses in the form of a burning bush. He calls Moses, but he tells Moses, you can't come any closer until you take off your shoes. And he limits him from progressing in knowledge of God in the form of that burning bush until he take off his shoes. Now, taking off the shoes, of course, was a sign of reverence and respect, and in that day, it's a sign of hospitality. But it also was a gesture of trust. And, you know, Moses had something that was so horrible in his past, like murder, and God was trying to communicate with him that if you're going to do anything for me, if I'm going to move in your life and do anything great, you're going to have to trust me. Trust me with your future. You're going to have to trust me with your destiny. And taking off of his shoes was a sign of trust because the terrain that Moses was walking on was not manicured grass. It was a desert. It was rocky. It was scorching hot. It was dangerous to be without shoes on. You know what God asked Moses to do? He really was asking him to make himself vulnerable. And that's what happens when we start trusting God. We make ourselves vulnerable before God. We're saying, God, now if you don't do what you said you were going to do, I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to be in a bad situation. And God was telling Moses, I know you're on a rocky path. I know it's hot. I know that the terrain is dangerous. There probably was charred glass and rocks everywhere, and there probably was snakes and things that he could have stepped on and hurt himself. But God says, when you trust my word and depend upon me, I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to take care of you. And he is saying the same thing this morning for somebody who is listening on this call. He's saying that the reason why you're so frustrated is because you won't take your shoes off. The reason why you seem like you're not making progress because you're still praying, you're still believing God, but you won't go take the next step to take your shoes off. You have too much trust in yourself, in your abilities, in those things that are around you, your relationships. And God is asking you this morning, he's saying, let me order your steps. Put me in a position where I have to guide your feet. I have to protect you. I have to become your shield. Trust God by living a life that's barefoot. A life that is surrendered to God, that is vulnerable for God. God wants us to be in that place of trust where we're saying, God, if you don't do it, it can't get done in my life. And somebody even this morning who feels overwhelmed, God is saying, take your shoes off. Somebody who's at their wit's end with a relationship or with a situation, God is saying, take your shoes off. Somebody who is confused and saying, I don't know, why it seems like I'm going in circles is because God wants you to take your shoes off. You have to get into a place where you start trusting God. And many of us, we're toiling because we won't trust. We just continue to toil with a situation, with a circumstance, with where we are in life. And God is saying the way you get off the toil system is by taking off your shoes and getting on the trust system, where you start trusting God for everything. That's what faith is all about. My pastor used to always say, F-A-I-T-H, faith for all, I trust him. That's the position that God wants each and every one of us to be in every day of our life, saying, God, I trust you even for my children. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with my career path. I trust you, God, to make doors open and to make ways in my life. God is saying we have too many believers who have shoes on, who have areas where they're comfortable and they have no trust in Almighty God. And God is asking us today, just take your shoes off, Moses, and let me order your steps. And I'm going to do something through you that you could never, ever accomplish in your own personal place of comfort. And this morning, I want to pray for some of you because taking our shoes off can be a very tough task. It can put us in a position where we're vulnerable. Many of us don't like to be vulnerable, but we have to be vulnerable for God. We have to withhold nothing when we come into the presence of God if we really, really want God to move in our situation. He's simply saying, I'm looking for some believers who are barefoot, who are saying, God, I need you to order my steps so that I can experience divine success in my life. And that's what I want to pray for this morning for you. Let's join in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you this morning and we magnify your name, God. Lord, we release an atmosphere over our lives today, Lord, through prayer, where you have an open invitation to come and dwell and to live among us, Lord God. We need you today. We can't make it through this Tuesday if you are not actively present in our lives. And so this morning, we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. We exalt your name because there is no other name in our lives that is greater than your name. And we bless you and we honor you and we worship you, Lord God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. For your word declares that's what you're seeking. That's what you're after, those who are sincerely worshiping you, Lord God. And I bless you this morning, God, for every prayer partner that is on this call this morning that is seeking you, Lord God. I lift them up to you on today, Lord God. I ask on today that you will be glorified in their lives, Lord God. I pray right now that that a tangible presence would be noticed in their lives today from this engagement, this time of connection in prayer, Lord God. Father, I thank you that every time we come to you in prayer, we receive strength, we receive instruction, we receive peace, Lord God. And I pray for strength, instruction, and peace this morning for every person who is under the sound of my voice, for every person who has made this connection even on this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you even for your word that's instructing us to take off our shoes, to become barefoot before you, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would give us the grace to trust you more, Lord God. I pray that there's someone on the call today that's hesitant about taking their shoes off in a certain area of their lives, Lord God. I pray right now that you would give them just strength. You would give them the comfort and the grace that it takes, Lord, to become vulnerable and surrender before you, Lord God. We bless you and we honor you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your plan and your purpose that you have already established for our life. Before the foundation of the world, you had already designed a plan for our lives. And we thank you and bless you today, Lord God, that as we take our shoes off, as we trust you, as we become vulnerable before you, Lord God, dependent upon you, Lord God, that you are going to order our steps. And I thank you right now that when you order our steps, it is impossible for us to fail, Lord God, because there is no failure in you. So I curse failure now in the name of Jesus. I thank you now that as we now become vulnerable before you and trust you with relationships and trust you with financial matters and trust you, Lord, with career choices and provision in our lives and trust you for our healing and trust you even now, Lord God, for our deliverance. I thank you right now that manifestation is going to happen in our lives. We bless you, Lord, and of course, again, we honor you for just being a God of your word. We know that you can do all things but fail. So we thank you this morning, Lord God, and we glorify your name and we magnify you. We say, Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to take one step at a time, and we're going to follow where your spirit would lead, Lord God. I pray even now that even as we are on this call, Lord God, we pray even for the body of Christ, which we are a part of. We pray right now for its strength. We pray right now, Lord God, for its progress. We pray even now, Lord God, for its upliftment, Lord God. I thank you even now this morning that we're going to do our part in the body of Christ of encouraging, of evangelizing, of letting your name be made known, Lord God. We thank you that even today you're going to orchestrate our conversations with our coworkers and with folks that we would meet going and coming even on today, that we'll have an opportunity to share our faith with them, Lord God. We pray for a spirit of boldness, a spirit of encouragement, a spirit of unity that would even fall among us, Lord God, that we can help connect believers and even unbelievers to you so they'll know that we have a God of salvation. Father, now, as we will begin our day, we want you to know that you just have free reign and free rule in our lives. We surrender, Lord. We take our egos down. We crush our titles wherever they may be, Lord God. We're just children of the Most High God, and we want you to lead us, to guide us, and direct us on today. Again, Lord God, I pray your strength, I pray your peace, and I pray your instructions for every person that's on this call today. We shall hear it, we shall believe it, and we shall obey it, Lord God. We love you, we honor you, and we bless you. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and praise God. Take your shoes off and allow God to lead you. There's some areas of progress in our lives that we cannot make unless we become vulnerable before God, unless we get in a place where we're like, God, if you don't do this, I'm going to be embarrassed, I'm going to be ashamed, I'm going to fall on my face. And God says, when you're in that place, that's exactly where I want you to be. That's where Moses was. And you saw God did great things through him as he trusted the Lord. And so many of you, God wants to do the same in your life as well. Listen, we want to hear from you on social media. If this prayer call is being a blessing from you, for you, all you got to do is just use the hashtag First15, First15, and it'll connect you with us on social media. Won't you do that? We want to hear back from those who are being blessed. We have over 300 folks who are joining us every week, and we're believing God that we'll be able to reach more people through the vehicle of prayer. So won't you do that for us sometime today if the call is being a blessing to you. And then I want to encourage many of you, of course, this week, as I always do, invest in Bible study. Invest in Bible study. Invest in that time where you could sit underneath the word that's being taught. Because in these last days in which we live in, it's so very important that we become, amen, strengthened in the word. So whether it's our Bible study tomorrow at 7 p.m. or one in your local city, certainly do that. I know that God is going to honor and reward your sacrifice. Listen, today, even though you're putting shoes on, I want you to take your shoes off spiritually and trust the Lord for everything in your life. And you'll find out he'll take you places that you can never go on your own. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you so much for connecting with us. Go out and have a 5-star day. God bless you.